This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In college football, the University of Southern California Trojans won the Rose Bowl to further tangle the question of who is number one. The Trojans are first in polls of college coaches and sports media, but the official champion of the National Collegiate Athletics Association will be the winner of Sunday night's Sugar Bowl. It's a mess. Fans are confused and angry. They may force college football to fix the system next year. And Day to Day's Mike Pesca wonders, how come sports leagues often answer public outcry and democratic government can seem oblivious?
In January of 2002, in the NFL playoffs, the New England Patriots were saved from elimination when a play that seemed like a fumble was ruled a harmless incompletion due to an obscure clause in the NFL rulebook called the Tuck Rule. What mattered was that fans and the sports media were so incensed that in the offseason, the NFL changed it. In August of 2003, a major blackout hit the United States and Canada. The resulting pledges by lawmakers to enact federal legislation to repair the energy system came to naught, as Congress could not get together to pass an energy bill. There are lots of reasons why a football rule is dealt with so efficiently, whereas national energy policy gets debated, stuffed full of pork, and ultimately shelved. Republican Congressman Tom Osborne says a big reason is teamwork.
It seems to me that there has been a more collegial atmosphere overall in the athletic arena than I have seen in Congress, where sometimes things are so partisan. It almost seems that it's hard to say, well, this may not be something I'm that excited about, but it's probably good for the country, and therefore let's go ahead and do it.
In the minds of many of his constituents, being a member of the U.S. House of Representatives is a step down for Osborne from his former job as coach of the University of Nebraska football team. Osborne finds that with its clear delineation between wins and losses, sports tend to be more gratifying to fans than government is to citizens. Another difference is how much each institution relies on popular opinion. Current newscaster and erstwhile sportscaster Keith Oberman says the government is emboldened by what's essentially its monopoly status.
There is a thing that occasionally afflicts sports, but always afflicts government, which is this sense of entitlement. Certain things that would in sports be disasters in terms of popularity, you can also say, you know, in government, those things are positive. The fewer people vote, the more likely the status quo is going to be retained and preserved from generation to generation. It is almost in the government's interest in many cases not to be responsive.
Olbermann says sports are a proving ground for most societal issues. That's why a sports team integrated during a time when the government quashed every attempt at a civil rights bill.
Had there not been Jackie Robinson, would there have been Brown versus Board of Education? Would there have been the civil rights legislation of the late 50s? I always like to think about Jackie Robinson hitting 297 in 1947 as a rookie with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And what would have happened if he'd hit 197? What would have become of this country?
Certainly, progress in sports is easier because no private business has the equivalent of filibuster power. And maybe government should be more deliberate. After all, the power to wage war is a little more important than the power to call off sides. Peter Uberoth, who ran for governor of California, says that democracy itself can slow change. He gives an example from his time heading the Los Angeles Olympic Committee.
Back in 84, something as simple as having a women's marathon was as simple as getting a Soviet voter to take him to Disneyland and have him look the other way and getting an executive committee to vote to add women's sports to our Olympic Games.
From the Olympics, Uberoth took a job as baseball commissioner where, again, rules were easier to pass because of the lack of democracy.
Well, the commissioner has this best interest authority, so if it's in the best interest of the game, he can make a kind of autocratic decision.
Uberoth also says sports fans have their own version of democracy.
All of us fans realize that all we can do is buy our tickets and turn on our televisions and be fans. That's how we vote.
If the citizens' recourse seems less potent by comparison, it's because, as Keith Oberman says, we've created a society that's so good at marketing. So when a concept like participatory government doesn't sell itself with the savvy and the gusto of, say, a sports league, it winds up seeming dull. As for the college football championship conundrum, Tom Osborne has won three of them. Here's his prediction.
This year is probably the most convoluted thing that I've seen. If somebody offers enough money, eventually they'll have a playoff.
The transformative power of money is one principle upon which the worlds of sport and government can agree. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.